praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, mercies, and grace toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your helps we have received. Thank you for your interventions we have seen. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have done in our lives and situations. Thank you for battles you fought for us and give us victories. Thank you, Lord, for impossible things you have made possible unto us. Thank you for controlling the situations in our lives to agree and align with your will. Thank you, Lord, for giving us strength to accomplish your purposes for our lives. Thank you for equipping us with grace to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for your ability that is working in us, making us to overcome weaknesses and attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your commitment to this ministry. We thank you for you have not failed us. You have not disappointed us. You have not forsaken us. You have not allowed our faith in you to be disgraced. Thank you for being so faithful unto us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the blessings you have released into our lives. We thank you for more blessings you will still give to us. Thank you, Lord, for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for breakthroughs that your mighty hand is causing in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you have been helping us every time we come together here to pray. Thank you, Lord, for how you always help us to pray correctly, and how you always answer our prayers. Thank you for miracles you always perform every time we pray on this platform. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, we trust in you that even as we will pray again tonight, you will answer us and visit us and help us. Oh Lord, do so in Jesus' name. We trust in your power. We trust in your might. We trust in the greatness of you. Father, show us your glory and do great things in our lives as we pray tonight, this evening, in Jesus' name. I bind every spirit of distraction. I pray for you that you will be focused and full of faith as we pray together right here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know that you will do more than we have asked you. We know that you will do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence once again. And I believe that as you pray with faith, the Lord is faithful to answer your prayers. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs. And after that, we would be praying with prayer points. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thine art provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, thine art provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control right now. We are here again. Oh Lord, we are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. The Lord reigned, let the earth tremble. He reigned, let the earth tremble. Our Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Adonai, we worship you, we worship you, Son of God. You are so good, you are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name, your dominion is forevermore. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Is alive, amen. Is alive, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you all the glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God from north to south. I say there is no other God. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He is Lord, He is Lord over principalities, He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ He is the Lord. You are Yahweh. Yeah, you are Yahweh. Lion of Judah. You are Yahweh. Yeah, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, King of glory. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. Mighty Redeemer, You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, all sufficient God. Most High, Most High, all sufficient God. Most High, miraculous God. Most High, Most High, miraculous God. Most High, you are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. You are the Lord, Ancient of Days. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord, King of the universe. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. You work miracles. You work miracles. Most High, you work miracles. Great and mighty works. You work miracles. Most High, you work miracles. You do wonders. You do wonders. Most High, you do wonders. Oh Lord, you do wonders. Most High, you do wonders, because you are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. Jesus, you are the Lord. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your rain, shower down your rain, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. Lord Jesus, how we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your rain. Shower down your rain, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Shower down your grace, oh Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Shower down your grace, oh Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. For He's here. He's among us. He's right here with us. Begin to worship Him. O Lord God of heaven and the earth, O King of the universe, O King of kings, O King of glory, O King of Israel, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, for there is none like you. There is none higher than you. There is none greater than you. There is none wiser than you. There is none mightier than you. There is none stronger than you. There is none like you, O God. You are the most powerful, most gracious, most merciful, most high God. We worship you. We worship you. Your glory is above all. Your throne is above all. Your power is above all. Your strength has conquered all. Your kingdom has conquered all. We worship you, Jesus. There is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing impossible unto you. For you are the creator of heaven and the earth. You are the creator of the heavens. You are the creator of the universe. You created all things. You command the end of all things before they began. We worship you, Lord Jesus. You speak and it comes to pass. You open doors no man can shut. You shut doors no one can open. You kill and no one can resurrect. And you bring back to life and no one can kill. We worship you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We believe strongly in you. We trust in you. For you are so faithful. We depend on you. For you cannot fail us. We worship you, Father. You are our helper. You are our redeemer. You are our restorer. Our savior. Our defender. You are our help in times of need. We worship you, Father. You are our strength. You are our glory. You are all that we seek. You are all that we need. Lord, we worship you. Blessed be your holy name. You control the entire world. You control the entire universe. And you make everything do what you want, whether they agree or not. We worship you, Jesus. You set kings on their thrones and you dethrone kings from their thrones. We worship you, Lord Jesus. There is no end to your dominion. There is no end to your power, to your reign. We worship you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. No one can take your place in our lives. No one can take your place in our hearts. No one can take your place in our souls, in our spirits, in our bodies. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We shall serve you forever. We shall love you forever. We shall please you forever. And you shall remain our God forever. You shall remain our Lord forever. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this worship song, this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for a great and glorious future you have created for me. Thank you for a great and glorious future you have set ahead of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you have a great destination awaiting me. The great future for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you have set before me a glorious future, a wonderful future, a great future, a beautiful future. You have set ahead for me a glorious future. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you because I shall not seek you in vain. Thank you, Lord, because I shall not trust you in vain. Thank you because you have set before me a great future, a land flowing with milk and honey. You have set before me a glorious destination. Thank you, Jesus, for you have taken me to somewhere higher than where I am now. You are taking me to somewhere greater than who I am now, than what I am now, than what I have now. Lord, thank you for you have great plans for my life. Thank you, Jesus, for you have great plans for my life and you will fulfill them all. Thank you, Jesus, for you have great plans for my life and you will take me into the manifestation of them all. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you will hold my hands and you will walk me into the future you have set before me. Thank you, Jesus, for I shall not seek you in vain, for I shall not trust you in vain, for I shall not follow you in vain. For I shall not depend on you in vain, for you have set before me a great and glorious future. For you have set before me a beautiful and honorable future. For you have set before me a land flowing with milk and honey. You have set before me a promised land, a beautiful place of establishment. You have set before me great heights to attain. You have set before me great glory to obtain. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, give me eyes that can see into the future you have set for me. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, give me eyes that can see far ahead into the future you have set for me, the future you have created for me. Give me eyes that can see far into the future that you have set for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. One of the reasons why Joseph remained focused on the Lord was because he had eyes that could see his future. He has eyes that could see into God's plans for his life. So that vision made him to be so determined. That vision made him to be so disciplined. That vision made him to be so focused on the Lord. That vision made him to depend and trust in the Lord, because he could see far into where God is taking him. Say, oh Lord, give me eyes that could see farther than where I am now. Give me eyes that could see far into the future you have created for me. Give me eyes that could see far to understand the plans you have for me. Give me eyes that could see and understand the future, the beautiful future you have set ahead for me, so that I will not be misled, so that I will not be distracted, so that I will be disciplined, so that I will be strengthened, I'll be strong, I'll be encouraged, and I will be faithful. Oh Lord, give me eyes that can see far into the future you have for my life and destiny. Give me such eyes. Give me such eyes. Give me such eyes. The farther you can see is the farther you will get. The farther you can see into your future is how far you will get. In that future. Say, Lord, give me eyes that can see far into the future you have set for my life, calling, and destiny. Give me such eyes, O God. Give me such eyes, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I have seen Christians limit themselves because they do not have an understanding of where God is taking them. I have seen Christians identify themselves with the present status of their lives. So because currently they are poor, so they began to believe that this is how poor they will remain forever. Yeah, it is because they can't see where God is taking them. When you can see where God is taking you, you will not limit yourself. You will not identify with the present limitation in your life or with the present troubles in your life. You will not condemn yourself. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me visions and revelations that will explain to me the length and breadth and the height and depth of your plans for my life. Give me visions and revelations that will show me the scope of your plans for my life, that will show me how far you have determined to take me in my calling and destiny. Lord, give me visions and dreams and revelations that will explain the height and depth and length and breadth of your plans for my life, of your calling for my life, of your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to God like that. You need to understand how far God wants to take you. Then you will know how to walk with God. Then you will even know how to make use of your time. Then you will even know how to live your life on earth. Say, Lord, give me visions and dreams and revelations that will explain the height and depth, the length and breadth of your plans for my life. Oh Lord, give me such revelations. Revelations that will explain the scope of your calling for my life, the scope of your purpose for my life, the scope of your will for my life, how large it is, how high it is. Lord, give me visions that will explain them. In the name of Jesus, give me visions and dreams and revelations that will explain how far you are taking me, so that I will know how to live my life, so that I will know how to walk with you. Lord, show me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're still praying on that same point. You know that from the time Abraham, who later became Abraham, from the time he began to know God, God began to show him how far he would take him. God began to show him how all the families of the world would be blessed through him. Yeah, and he never lost sight of that vision. He never lost sight of that vision. That vision was always with him. The same thing with Apostle Paul. From the moment he was called into the ministry, God gave him details of how far he would take him. And every day in the life of Paul, the apostle, he never lost focus of that vision. He never forgot that revelation. So you're going to pray. You need a revelation that you will always have in mind about your life and destiny. You need an understanding of who you are in God and how far God is taking you. And you need to live each day of your life with that focus and with that understanding. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the destination you have set ahead for me. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the place of manifestation of my destiny. Open my eyes to see the place of fulfillment of my destiny, so that I will live a disciplined and focused life. Open my eyes to see the destination of my destiny. Open my eyes to see the place of manifestation of my calling and destiny. Open my eyes to see the place where my calling and destiny will be fulfilled, so that I will live a focused and disciplined life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, give me visions that will show me the place where I am going, the place where I will fulfill my calling and destiny. Lord, give me revelations that will show me how far you will take me, how far I am going, how far you will take me to fulfill my calling and destiny. Lord, give me visions, give me dreams, give me revelations that will show me the destination of my calling and destiny. Give me vision that will expose to me the destination of my calling and destiny. Give me vision that will show me where I will fulfill calling and destiny. That will show me the place where my calling will be fully expressed. Lord, give me vision and dreams and revelations that will show me the place where I will fulfill my calling and destiny as it is in your plan. Lord, give me visions and revelations that we expose these things in the name of Jesus, so that I will live a focused and disciplined life, so that I will live a life that is guided, so that I will live a life that is determined and focused in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. From the time the children of Israel began their journey from Egypt, they already have a picture of where they are going. Yeah, from the time they left Egypt, they already have a picture of where they are going. Even though some of them, they could not endure the process God took them through. Yeah, but they knew that they are going to somewhere glorious. Yeah, so you're going to pray. If only you can know where God is taking you, you will be happy to endure your present trials, temptations, and difficulties, and persecution, if only you know where he's taking you. You will be happy to go through everything God has subjected you to go through at the moment, if only you know where he's taking you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my heart and mind to know and understand the glory of where you are taking me. Open my heart and mind to know and understand the glory and beauty of where you have taken me, the glory and beauty of the future you have set ahead of me. Oh Lord, open my heart to know it. Open my mind to know it. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, open my heart, open my mind, open my spirit to know the glory and the beauty of where you are taking me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Open my heart and mind and spirit to know and understand the glory and beauty of the future you have set ahead for me. In the name of Jesus, open my heart, O Lord. Open my heart, O Lord. Open my heart, O Lord, so that I will be able to endure all that I have to go through to enter into that glory. So that I will be able to endure all that I have to experience to enter into that beauty Oh Lord, open my heart, open my understanding, open my soul to comprehend and to know the glory and beauty of the future, the glory and beauty in the future you are taking me into. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're also going to pray in your journey to your glorious future, or you can call it your promised land. There would be multitude of counselors and advisors and counselors. There will be people that would want to give you counsel and advice. There would be people that want to give you ideas, and they want you to follow their ideas. And if you follow such counsels, you will miss that glorious and beautiful future. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to reject every counsel and advice that will not allow me to enter into the glorious future you have set for me. So, Father, help me to reject counsels and ideas and advice that will not bring me to the future you have prepared for me. Lord, help me to reject them. It doesn't matter who is the one giving you the counsel. Devil can use anyone. He can use your spouse, can use your children, can use your close friends. But you must know when it is a wrong idea. You must be able to discern that this counsel is not right for me to follow. You must be able to discern that this advice is not for me. I am not to follow this one. So ask God to help you. Even if the counsel is coming from your most trusted friend, say, oh Lord, help me to reject counsels and advice and ideas that will not allow me enter into the beautiful future you have set for me, into the glorious future you have created for me. Oh Lord, help me to reject counsels that are not from you. Thank you, Lord. Advices that are not from you, help me to reject them all. Help me to know when it is wrong. Help me to know when those counsels are wrong, and help me to reject them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah. There's a place of confidence when you are on your journey to the promised land. There's a place of confidence, like you must attain a place. You must attain that place where you are confident and sure that God, who has promised, will bring His promises to pass. You must be confident in God's promises. Not that you're thinking like, maybe I have a bright future, or maybe I don't have a bright future. But yeah, I'm talking about you being confident in God's promises for your life. So you must get to that place in your walk with God where you are so confident that the Lord who has promised we will bring those promises to pass. Yeah, it is as you are confident that you will end up getting into that future. It is through that confidence you will obtain that future. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be confident in your promises for my life. Say, Father, help me to be confident in your promises, in your plans for my life. Help me, O Lord, to be confident. Give me a faith that is confident. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. So that help me to walk with you with full assurance in your promises, with full confidence in your promises. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord. Help my faith to grow. Help my faith to be strong. Help me to be confident in your promises. Help me to be confident in your plans for my life. In the name of Jesus, help my faith to grow. Help my faith to be strong. Help me to walk with you with full assurance that you will do as you have said. Help me to walk with you with full assurance, with unwavering mind, with unwavering faith. Help me to walk with you with full assurance that you will do as you have said, that you will do unto me as you have promised. In the name of Jesus, help my faith to be confident in your word, in your promises. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray that the Lord will give you desire to study His word, that the Lord fill your heart with strong desire to study His word, to meditate on His word. That is a key to entering into the future God has set for you, as it is in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill my heart with strong desire and hunger to study and meditate on your word. Fill my heart with strong desire and hunger to study your word and to meditate on your word. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, fill my heart with strong desire for your word. Strong desire to study your word day and night. Strong desire to meditate on your word day and night. In the name of Jesus, fill my heart and mind with such desire. Fill me, O Lord, with strong hunger for studying your word. Fill my heart and mind with strong desire to study and meditate on your word. In the name of Jesus, so that I will live a focused, disciplined, and guided life. Fill my heart with strong hunger, thank you, Lord, to meditate and study on your scriptures, so that I will live a focused, disciplined, and guided life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your hand on your head to pray this prayer. It's deliverance. It's deliverance prayer. So you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every garment of oppression that was transferred to me from my parents. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every garment of oppression and affliction that was transferred unto me from my parents. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy garments of oppression and affliction transferred upon me from my parents. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Let that garment catch fire right now in the name of Jesus. Every garment of oppression and affliction, every garment of slavery that I inherited from my parents, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Every garment of oppression and affliction and slavery that was transferred to me from my parents, from my ancestors, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Garment of pains, garment of sorrow, garment of affliction, garment of oppression transferred upon my life from my parents. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to still place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit making me too weak to do what is right in the sight of God. Every spirit making me to be so weak when it comes to doing things that will please God, things that pertains to my calling and destiny, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is making me too weak and tired when it comes to doing things that pertains to my calling and destiny, things that pertains to fulfilling my calling and destiny, be bound now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every spirit of darkness making me to feel so weak and tired when I am to do things that pertains to fulfilling calling and destiny, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every spirit of darkness that is feeding my soul and spirit and body with weakness and tiredness from doing what God has called me to do. Every spirit of darkness feeding my spirit, soul, and body with weakness and tiredness to stop me from doing what God wants me to do, be bound in the name of Jesus. I bind you now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost locate every altar of darkness where covenants have been made to stop the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost locate and destroy every altar of darkness where covenant has been made to stop the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let fire of God locate such places and destroy both the altars and the covenants. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God locate every realm, locate every altar where covenant has been sealed to stop my calling and destiny from being fulfilled. Let fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God locate altars of darkness and realms of darkness where covenants have been made to stop the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Let fire of God locate the place with destruction. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost locate such altars with destruction. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let fire of the Holy Ghost visit such altars with destruction. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, glorify the presence of your Holy Spirit in me, such that I begin to experience you in a great way, such that my relationship with you gets stronger. Say, Father, glorify the presence of your Holy Spirit in me. Glorify the presence of the Holy Spirit in me, such that I have a strong relationship with you, such that my relationship with you gets stronger and deeper. Glorify the presence of your Holy Spirit in me. Begin to pray like that, because the Holy Spirit is in you. The presence of the Holy Spirit is within you as a Christian. Say, Lord, glorify the presence of your Holy Spirit in me. Magnify the presence of your Holy Spirit in me, such that my intimacy with you gets stronger, such that my relationship with you gets stronger and deeper. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, glorify and magnify the presence of your Holy Spirit in me. Thank you, Lord. Glorify and magnify the presence of your Holy Spirit in me, such that my relationship with you gets deeper and stronger. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Make yourself more real to me through the presence of your Holy Spirit in me. Oh Lord, make yourself more real to me. Make your voice more real to me. Make your grace more real in my life. Make your power more real to me through the presence of your Holy Spirit in me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Glorify the presence of your Holy Spirit in me. Magnify the presence of your Holy Spirit in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Some of you, there are gift you have, but you don't know that you have them. Yeah, because God, how will I put it? Because He is not real to you. Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it. Some of you, there are abilities, I mean spiritual abilities that you have, but you don't know. Gifts, spiritual gifts that you have, but you don't know because it's not real. It's not real to you. It's there. It's just that it's not real to you. I don't know if that's the best way to put it. It's there, but you can't see it. You can't sense it. Yeah, because there is so much deadness. Yeah, so much deadness in your spirit that you can't even sense it or perceive it or feel it or know it. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every deadness in my spirit that is not allowing me to know and discover the gifts and abilities of God in me. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spiritual deadness, every deadness in my spirit that is not allowing me to know and discover the gifts and abilities of God in me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every deadness in my spirit, every deadness in my soul and body that is not allowing me to know and discover the gifts and abilities of God that is in me. The gifts and abilities of God that is in me. Oh Lord, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness and deadness in my spirit that is not allowing me to know and discover the gifts and abilities of God that are inside of me. Fire of God, destroy them now. Fire of God, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy every deadness that is in me, that is not allowing me to know and feel and sense and discover the gifts and abilities of God that has been given to me. In the name of Jesus, fire of God, destroy them now. 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 In the name of Jesus. You're not praying that prayer very well. Place your right hand on your head and pray that prayer with the whole of your heart. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy deadness in me, darkness in me, that is not allowing me to know and discover the gifts and abilities of God in me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Make these gifts begin to appear to me. Make these abilities begin to come alive in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I also have realized that many Christians today, do not have a heart that fears God. Many Christians today do not have a heart that fears God. That is why they can't go far with God. That is why God can't draw them closer. Yeah, because if you don't fear God, you can't please God. If you don't fear God, you can't honor God. Yeah, and if you can't please God, you can't be close to God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that really fears you. Give me a heart that really honors you. Yeah, not that you feel you fear God. It's not about I think I fear God. Or I feel that I fear God. This is about that you really fear God. Say, Lord, give me a heart that indeed fears you. A heart that honors you. A heart that fears you. Give me such a heart. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, give me a heart that fears you, a heart that honors you, a heart that fears you. Give me such a heart. Give me such a heart. When you fear God, you will not deliberately hurt God. When you fear God, you will not deliberately sin against God. When you fear God, you will not willingly offend Him. You will not disobey His command. You will not count His instructions as nothing. You will fear even His instructions. You will fear even His words. And you will obey whatever He says. Say, oh Lord, give me a heart that fears you. Give me a heart that fears you. Give me a heart that genuinely fears you. Give me a heart that genuinely fears you. Talk to God like that. In the name of Jesus. Give me a heart that genuinely honors you. That genuinely reverence you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give me such heart, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, usually the Holy Spirit does not lead and guide those that don't fear God. The Holy Spirit don't lead them. Yeah, because He knows that they will not obey. He knows that they will not yield to His leading. So maybe you have been asking God to lead and guide you, and you have not been getting any response. Maybe it's because God knows that if He leads you, you will not follow the leading. That is why He hasn't been leading you and guiding you. Yeah, so you're going to pray again. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that trembles at your word and instructions. Give me a heart that trembles at your word and instructions to follow them, to obey them. Give me such a heart. If God knows that you have that kind of heart, there are a lot of things He will come to tell you. He will visit you and begin to tell you certain things He wants you to do. Because He knows that you will follow and you will obey without questioning. Say, Father, give me a heart that trembles at your word and instructions. Give me a hand that trembles at your word and instructions to follow them, to obey them, to do them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nehashtige haladebalashtadea. Hende desasashadabashtadea. Lord, give me a heart that trembles at your word. Give me a heart that trembles at your instructions to follow them. To follow them. The word of God is not a suggestion. The word of God is not a suggestion. The word of God is a command to follow. Not that maybe I can follow it. If you approach to the word of God is like that, you can't go far with God. If your approach to the word of God is maybe I can follow it. I don't have to follow it. Yeah, I can decide to follow or not. Then you can't go far with God. But if you tremble at the word of God and you see every instruction as a command that you must follow and obey, then you will go far with God. And a great future awaits you. Say, oh Lord, give me a heart that trembles at your word and instructions to follow and obey. In the name of Jesus, give me such a heart that sees every word as a command to obey, that sees every of your word as a command I must obey. Give me such a heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. If you look at Isaiah chapter 66, you will see how God was describing the kind of a man is attracted to. Yeah. God was describing the kind of a man he would be attracted to. Yeah. And one of the things that God said in that Isaiah 66 is that he would be attracted to a man that is sorry for his sins. Yeah. A man that is sorry for his sins. Yeah. You can see it in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. It says, for all those things hath mine hand made, and those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look. So God is saying, this is the kind of man that I will, I will look upon. This is the kind of man that will get my attention. He said, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit. Yeah, to have a contrite spirit means that when you do what is wrong, you are sorry. Yeah, you are remorseful. Yeah, these days you see Christians that do what is wrong in the sight of God. What is wrong according to the Bible? Yeah, you know, they do what is not right in God's sight, and then they are just okay, and they know they have just done what is wrong, and then there is no remorse, there is no sorrow in their heart. Yeah, they are not sorry for that. Yeah, if you are like that, you can't go far with God, and you can't get God's attention. If you can sin any time and then you don't even feel sorry that you have sinned, you don't feel remorseful that you have done something that offends God, then there is something wrong in your soul. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that is contrite. Give me a heart that is repentant. Give me a repentant heart. Give me a contrite heart. Give me a repentant heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord, give me a heart that repents of wrongdoings. Give me a heart that repents of wrongdoings. Give me a heart that is sorrowful when I offend you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. One thing we know about David is that every time God rebukes him that you have done this thing wrong, David know how to repent and, you know, and turn back and turn to God and beg God to forgive. David is a man with a repentant heart. David was a man with a repentant heart, with a contrite heart. Say, oh Lord, give me a heart that is repentant. Give me a heart that is contrite. Give me a heart that repents of wrongdoings. Give me such a heart, oh God. Give me such a heart, oh God. Destroy every hardness in my heart. Destroy every hardness in my heart that is making me to love unrighteousness. Lord, give me such a heart that is contrite and repentant. Give me such a heart that is contrite and repentant in the name of Jesus. Give me a heart that is sorrowful when I am wrong. Give me a heart that is sorrowful when I am wrong. Give me a heart that repents of wrongdoings. Give me such a heart, O God. Give me such a heart, O God. Give me such a heart that yields to correction when I am corrected. Give me such a heart that takes to correction when I'm being rebuked. Give me such a heart, O God. Give me such a heart, O God. In the name of Jesus. Give me such a heart, O God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, in that verse, God said, to this man will I look. I mean, verse 2 of Isaiah 66. God said, to this man will I look. To that man that is poor. Yeah, poor in that place does not really mean not having money. Yeah, but poor there means that your entire life is completely dependent on God. You are completely relying on God for survival. Yeah, that is what the word poor there means. Yeah, God said, I will be attracted to that man that is poor. So it means that man that depends on me for survival. That man that depends on me for perfection. That man that depends on me for everything. That man that does not depend on any other thing but just on me. That man that cannot survive without me. That man that cannot do without me. That is what it means to be poor in spirit. So you're going to pray. Today I see generation of Christians who are so full of themselves. Christians who feel like they don't need God to coordinate their lives. Yeah, they feel like they are the ones to decide when they need God. So they feel like they can do without God in many areas of their lives. Yeah, they so much trust in their riches, they so much trust in their career, they so much trust in many things in this world. So you are going to pray. If you're like that, you can't go far with God. If you're like that, God can't be attracted to you. So you must be poor in spirit. You must come to the point where you can't survive without God. You must come to the point where you can't survive for real without God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to depend on you with all my life. Help me to depend on you with all my heart, with all my life, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to come to the point where I can't survive without you, where I can't live without you, where I can't do anything well without you. Lord, help me to rely on you 100%. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord, help me to be a man who is poor in spirit, a man that can't achieve anything without you, a man that can't move forward without you, a man that can't be perfect without you, a man that can't be wise without you. Lord, help me to completely rely on you, to completely depend on you. In the name of Jesus, help me, oh God. Help me, oh God, to depend on you with all my life, with all my heart. Help me, oh God, to depend on you. Help me to depend on you. Help me to depend on you. Help me to trust you completely. Yeah, Jesus said the kingdom of God is not for those that trust in their riches. Yeah, he said it is easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for those who trust in their riches. Some translations said for a rich man. Yeah, but what God means is that for those that their trust is in their riches. Yeah, Jesus said it is difficult for those kind of people to enter into the kingdom of God. The people whose trust is in something else and not in God. So even if you have a lot of money, your trust must not be in those riches. Otherwise, you can't trust God. You can't have a heart that will attract God's presence. So Lord, help me to depend on you. Help me to trust only in you. Help me to trust only in you. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, to be poor in spirit means that without God in your life, you can't survive. Without God in your life, you can't be perfect. You can't have perfection. You can't have success. Yeah, so it means that you don't trust in whatsoever you think you can do to survive, whatsoever you think you can do to succeed. It means you don't trust in those things. So it means you are always looking unto God for success and survival, despite that you might have some things. in your hands that could give you survival. That is what being poor in spirit means. So Lord, help me not to put my trust in the things that I have. Help me to put all my trust in you. Help me to put all my trust in you. Not in the government. Some Christians, their trust is in the government of their country. Is in what the government can give them or what the government gives them. You must not trust in the government of your country. You must not trust in your salary. You must not trust in your riches and wealth. You must not trust in man. You must trust only in the Lord. If you fail to get it right at that point, you can't enter into the kingdom of God. Because at a point in your life, those things you trust in, they will control you and take you out of God's will. You can't escape it. So Lord, help me to trust in you completely. Help me. Help me. Thank you, Lord. Help me not to trust in myself, but in you. Help me not to trust in my beauty, but in you. Yeah, some people think getting married is about getting beautiful. It's about your beauty. There are many beautiful people that don't have marriage up to today. And their marriage is, you know, some are not married, some their marriage failed. But they are beautiful and yet they don't have marriage. So you can't trust in anything but God. Don't try to trust in anything but God. Tell Him to help you. Say, Lord, help me to trust only in you. Only in you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are coming back to that place where it says, "Him that trembleth at my word." Yeah, God said He will be attracted to those that tremble at His word. Meaning that you don't joke with His word. Meaning that you pattern your life according to His word. You live by His word. You follow His word. You obey His word. Yeah, God is always attracted to such people. Heaven is always attracted to such people. People who don't consider the word of God as a suggestion, but as a command to be followed, to be obeyed. So you're going to pray. The word of God must control your entire life. The word of God must control your days, each day of your life. The word of God should control them. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want your word to control my life. I want my life to follow the dictates of your word. I want my life to be lived according to your word. Say, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I want your word to control my life. I want your word to control my days. I want your word to control every action that I take on daily basis. I want your word to control the activities and affairs of my life every day. Oh Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me to surrender to your word. Help me to surrender to your word in the name of Jesus. If you cannot surrender to the word of God, then you don't deserve the blessing that is in the word of God. If you cannot surrender to the word of God, you don't deserve the blessings that are in the word of God. You don't deserve the protection, the victory that is in the word of God. So Lord, help me to let your word control my life. Help me to let your word control my emotions. Help me to let your word control my desires. Help me to let your word control my decisions. Help me to let your word control my mind. Help me to let your word control my feelings. Help me to let your word control each day of my life. Help me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help me, O God. Thank you, Lord. I want to be ruled by your word. Yeah, God is looking for Christians that will follow his word without questioning, without doubting, without questioning. So, Lord, help me to follow your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me to the place where how will I put it now? Take me to the place where I agree with your will. Yeah. Yeah. Take me to the place where I am at peace with everything your word says. Take me to the place where I agree completely with your will. Lord, take me to that point. Take me to that place in my walk with you. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, take me to that place. Take me to that place. Take me to that place where I agree completely with everything that is in your word. Where I agree completely with your will for my life. Take me to that place. Thank you, Father. Take me to that place. Take me to that place where I am at peace with everything that your word says, where I am at peace with your will for my life. Take me to that place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the battles, of darkness fighting the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, see you and run. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, let the battles of darkness fighting the fulfillment of my calling and destiny see you and run. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nehasha Gedebala. Mahasa Shekibihan Deknashda. Oh Lord, let the battles of darkness, the battles of witchcraft, the battles of marine spirits, the battles of demons, of principalities and powers, fighting the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, see you and run. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, appear in the midst of these battles and consume them all. Appear, O God, manifest against every battle of darkness that is fighting the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. O Lord, manifest and consume them all. Appear and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, magnify your presence in my life and let these battles be destroyed by the brightness of your presence. Magnify your presence in my life. Let every battle of darkness fighting the fulfillment of my calling and destiny see you and run. In the name of Jesus, let them see the brightness of your countenance and run. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your hand begin to control everything in my life. Every situation in my life to align with your will for my life. So, Father, let your hand begin to control everything and every situation in my life to align with your will. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let your mighty hand begin to control situations and people and everything in my life to align with your will, to align with your will. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand begin to control them now. Let your mighty hand begin to control them now. Let your mighty hand begin to control them now. In the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand begin to control every situation and everything in my life to agree with your will, to align with your will. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let your mighty hand control situations going on in my life situations going on in my family, situations going on in my environment, situations going on in my career. Let your mighty hand begin to control them now, to align with your will for my life. In the name of Jesus, situations and events going on in my life, Lord, let your mighty hand begin to control them, to align with your will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying concerning your approach to the Word of God. Yeah. How many of you have read a place in the Bible and then you felt like this place that I have just read in the Bible is true and real, and I want to experience this truth that I have read in the Bible. And then because of that, you now go into fasting and prayer and tell God and say, God, this is what you have written in your word. And I want this thing that is in your word, I want to see it happen the same way in my life. Yeah. How many of you have done that? That you look at the word of God and then you believed what you have read, what you have seen in the scripture, and then you believe that it is true, that it is real. And then you take that same scripture back to God. And you quote the same scripture back to God and say, God, look at what is written here in your word. I want to experience this same thing that I am reading right here in your word. And then you go into fasting and prayer and say, God, I will not stop fasting until this particular thing I have seen in your word happen exactly as it is in my life. Yeah. How many of you have done that? Yeah. We used to have Christians that do that. Yeah. But I don't think we have them anymore. So you're going to pray. We need Christians that are willing to pray the Bible, to pray the truth and realities in the Bible, to pray it into physical manifestation, because they believe that it is true, because they believe that the word of God cannot be broken, because they believe that the word of God cannot fail. So we need Christians like that. Yeah. And I believe you can be like that. Yeah. I believe you can be like that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a spirit. Give me a spirit that takes you by your word. Give me such a spirit, such anointing that takes you by your word, that prays your word into miracles. Yeah, so that there's a way you can pray the word of God into miracles. And in fact, God responds faster to such kind of prayers when you are telling him to do exactly as he have revealed in his word. So you're going to say, Father, give me such anointing, give me such spirit that is able to take you by your word, that is able to pray your word, your promises into manifestation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me such anointing, give me such faith, give me such boldness, give me such grace that is able to pray your word and promises into physical manifestation. If you believe that the word of God is true, then you will hold God by his word. Then you will take God's word back to God and tell him to do as he has said. And tell him to do as he has said, because you know that it is true. Not that you are trying to test the word of God if it is true. That's not what I'm talking about. You don't test if the word of God is true. You pray because you know that it is true, and you don't stop praying because you know that it will produce results, because it is true, because it does not fail. Say, Lord, give me such heart, give me such spirit that is able to hold you by your word. Give me such heart, give me such spirit that is able to pray your word and promises into physical manifestation. Give me such heart that is able to take you by your word. Give me such faith that is able to pray and fast that your word will be fulfilled in the head as it is. Give me such faith, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help me, O God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, one of the fastest ways to get angelic encounters is through the word of God. Yeah, is through the word of God. Holding God by his word. Yeah. The Bible told us of a man who held God by his word. And through doing that, he began to have powerful angelic visitations and encounters. And he began to get great revelations. And you know that man, yeah, because many of you have read about him in the Bible. That man is Daniel. Yeah. His name is Daniel. He read through the book Prophet Jeremiah wrote. Yeah, he read that the children of Israel were supposed to spend certain years in the land of captivity, and after those years are completed, they are supposed to be released from Babylon to their own land. And then he saw that in the book of Prophet Jeremiah. In the book Jeremiah wrote, he saw that in the prophecies Jeremiah wrote. And then he took it to God and said, God, please forgive us. He began to intercede. He began to say, God, we have spent more than the years you wrote in the book of Jeremiah. We have spent more than these years in Babylon. He began to tell God that, God, this is what you said in your word. Why is it not happening? God, please fulfill your word. Forgive our sins. We know we have sinned. So that man held God by his word. And then God began to send angels to him to explain to him why the prophecy have not come to pass and how it will come to pass. So God is always faithful to his word. So imagine that God took it upon himself to begin to, you know, and he began to send angels to a man that held him by his word. So which means that if you can also pick some promises in the Bible, and then you tell God and say, God, look at what you have written here, and then look at my life, and then look at the church, look at the people of God, and then look at what you have said here in the Bible. God, it is not happening as it is written. God, do something. So if you can hold God by his word, you will begin to have angelic interventions. You begin to have angelic encounters, angelic visitations, because God don't fail his word, or his word don't fail. So you're going to pray. We have just three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my understanding to acknowledge the truthfulness of your word, and to seek you in the light of your word. Yeah. So, Father, open my understanding to acknowledge the truthfulness of your word, and to seek you in the light of your word. To pray in the light of your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, open my understanding. Open the eyes of my heart to acknowledge the truthfulness of your word. Thank you, Lord. And to pray in the light of your word. To seek you in the light of your word. For you will always respond to your word. For your kingdom always respond to your word. Lord, help me to seek you in the light of your word. Help me to pray in the light of your word. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O God, to acknowledge that your word is true, and to seek you in the light of your word. To seek you according to your word. If we don't seek him according to his word, we cannot find him. And we will not find him. Say, Lord, help me. Help me, O God. Open my heart. Open my heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your Holy Spirit in me teach me how to seek your presence and remain in your presence in every day of my life. Yeah. Say, Father, use your Holy Spirit in me to teach me how to seek your presence and abide in your presence all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, by your Spirit in me, teach me and guide me to seek your presence and to remain in your presence in every day of my life. Teach me and guide me to seek your presence and to remain in your presence in every day of my life. By your Spirit in me, teach me, O God, guide me, teach me, guide me to seek your presence, to love your presence, to remain in your presence, to abide in your presence in every day of my life. Teach me how to do that. There is how to do that. And it is the Holy Spirit that will teach you. There is how to do that. So Lord, teach me by your Holy Spirit to seek your presence in such a way that I find your presence and to remain in your presence always. Teach me, O God, by your Spirit in me. Thank you, Lord. Teach me, O God. Teach me, O God. Teach me, O God, by your Spirit in me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, touch me with your hand and fix issues in my life that I cannot fix. You're going to say, Father, touch me with your hands. Fix issues in me. Issues in my heart. Issues in my soul. Issues in my body that I can't fix. Lord, touch me now. With your hand, fix those issues. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, touch me. The Lord can literally touch you. And you will know that someone touched you. Yeah. Yeah, because the Lord is a man. I believe you know that. Jesus resurrected as a man. He ascended into heaven as a man. Yeah, though a glorified man. Though another kind of man. But he can appear and touch you. And you literally feel that someone touched you. Say, oh Lord, touch me with your hand. And begin to fix issues in me that I cannot fix. Fix issues in me that I cannot fix. Touch me, O God. Thank you, Lord. Touch me, O God. The hand of God can come upon you and you will know that a hand is upon you. The hand of God can come upon your spirit and you will know that his hand has come upon you. The hand of God can come upon your soul and you will know it that his hand has come upon you. You will feel it, you will know it. Say, Lord, touch me and begin to fix issues in my life that I cannot fix. Touch me, oh God. Touch me, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, touch me. Thank you, Lord. Touch me. Touch me. Thank you, Lord. Touch me. Fix issues in my life that I can't fix. Fix issues in me that I can't fix. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the hand of God shall come upon you. And those issues you have failed to solve, issues in your soul, in your emotions, in your life, in your body, in your spirit, I pray that the hand of God fix them all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. As I pray for you, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for being so kind unto us. Thank you for being so merciful unto us. Thank you for being so gracious unto us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your power in this place. Thank you for your glory in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, thank you for great plans you have for everyone right here, right now. Thank you for great plans you have for their lives. Thank you for a glorious destination, a glorious future you have for everyone. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you will take everyone into that glorious future. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the eyes of God, the face of God, shall shine upon you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the Lord shall look upon your life in his mercy and consider your affliction and pains and troubles and sufferings and limitations and sorrow and help you. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall receive peace of mind in place of your troubles. In the name of Jesus, you shall receive great joy in place of your sorrow. In the name of Jesus, I pray that in place of your shame, you shall receive double honor. In the name of Jesus, in place of your poverty, you shall receive great riches and wealth from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God shall work mighty things in your life. And the hand of God shall beautify your life. The hand of God shall perform God's will in your life. In the name of Jesus, the grace that will make you a blessing to your generation, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The grace that will make you a problem solver in your generation, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The grace that will make you into a great light that will put out the darkness that has covered this earth. Receive that grace now in Jesus' name. The hand of God shall open your eyes. Things that you need to know at this time about God's plans and God's calling for your life and God's destination for your life, you shall begin to see and know them in Jesus' name. The great glory heaven has programmed for your life, calling and destiny, I release you to enter into that glory right now in the name of Jesus. The blessings of God that you have not received before, the blessings of God you have not received before, begin to receive them now in the name of Jesus. The blessings of God that we give honor to the name of God in your life, begin to receive those blessings now in Jesus' name. I cause every sickness and disease that is troubling your health and that wants to drain your money, every sickness and disease in your life that wants to drain your finances, that is troubling your peace, troubling your comfort, troubling your health, I curse them now. I command them to die right now in Jesus' name. I command such disease and sickness and infirmity or deformity to die right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Remain blessed.